You'll have to forgive my voice. I am a little sick. I just finished sneezing, so my voice isn't what it is. But I know you'll appreciate it nonetheless. I've tried to record this for you guys about 5, 6, 7 times. I keep on making mistakes because it's a pretty long and difficult read. Its meter is very haphazard. But, well, I am reading Alger, so that pretty much explains, you know, how interesting his poetry can be, especially his ballads. And I'm going to be reading Grandfather Baldwin's Thanksgiving. But because of the difficulty of the read, it's only going to be an excerpt. So, well, I'm sure you'll still appreciate it. I mean, I don't have to do this for you guys. I'm doing it out of the goodness of my heart. So, yeah, you better appreciate it. And I'm sorry my voice isn't what it should be, but we'll get by just fine, won't we? Okay. I'll read a bit, and I hope you enjoy it. Grandfather Baldwin's Thanksgiving by Horatio Alger. Underneath protected branches from the highway just aloof stands the house of Grandfather Baldwin above. Ooh. Whoa. Let's start again. Sorry. Underneath protected branches from the highway just aloof stands the house of Grandfather Baldwin with its gently sloping roof. Square of shape and solid timbered it was standing, I have heard, in the days of Whig and Tory under Royal George III. Many a time, I well remember, I have gazed with childish awe at the bullet hole remaining in the sturdy oaken door. Turning round, half apprehensive, recking not how time has fled, of the lurking savage foeman whose musket it was sped. Not far off, the barn, plethoric with the autumn's harvest spoils, holds the farmer's well-earned trophies, his guerdon of his toils. Filled the lofts with hay, sweet-scented, ravished from the meadows green, while beneath are stalled the cattle with their quiet, drowsy mien. Deep and spacious are the grain bins, brimming over with nature's gold. Here are piles of yellow pumpkins on the barn floor, very loosely rolled. Just below, in deep recesses, safe from wintry frost chill, there are heaps of ruddy apples from the orchard, the hill. Many a year has Grandfather Baldwin in the old house dwelt in peace. As his hair with each year grew whiter, he has seen his herds increase. Sturdy sons and comely daughters, growing up from childish plays, one by one have met life's duties and gone forth their several ways. Hushed the voice of childish laughter, hushed is the voice of merry tone, the firestone Grandfather Baldwin and his good wife sit alone. And that is where I will end this, because it goes on for quite some time, and it's difficult. If you know the poem, you notice that it did make a few mistakes, but minor ones. And well, I hope you enjoy it all the same. I'm sure you will. You all owe me one. And I'm just waiting to. Oh, look, I missed it. I'm gonna wait until 104, and no one. Yeah, you guys don't even know what I'm seeing. Don't worry. I'm stopping now. Now.